You will have already received an invitation to visit Drumahair to meet the local community regarding the decision to locate 155 IP applicants in the only hotel, not just in Drumahair, but in the whole of North Leitrim, despite your new policy of not using the last hotel in any town. And also, for context, Taoiseach, pro rata 155 applicants in Drumahair equates to about 77,000 in Dublin City. But in my 1 minute, I only have time to say I believe there is an opportunity if there was real engagement with the community around numbers, services and resources, that Drumahair could be a template for how we accommodate asylum seekers in villages. We're told there's consultation, but we really know that communities are told what is happening and when it's happening, and they have no input into any decision. But Drumahair could be different if you were to meet local community reps and elected reps, and I believe we could do better, Taoiseach, if we put the community at the centre of what we want to do.
Taoiseach, please.
Thanks very much to Deputy Harkin for raising the issue. And look, I do take the importance of community engagement, and I do meet communities as I travel around the country, and I do think there should always be engagement with communities. I understand that the Abbey Manor Hotel shut down in 2009, was derelict for over 13 years before being purchased by new owners in 2022, certainly what I'm being told. And I understand that there was an offer of this accommodation late last year to the Department of Integration, and as you well know, there was a legal dispute in relation to that between the County Council and the Department. My understanding is that it's likely that this will be used, but I think more likely that it'll be used for families, as you've suggested. But I'll certainly ensure there's engagement with you from the Department, and your point of engaging with the community to try and get this right is a constructive suggestion. So community engagement is something the government supports. We always say no one has a veto on who lives in an area, but engaging with communities and giving people information is important.